Representative Therese Brousseau believes a lot of people who think cell phones are great change their mind once they get the bill.
Many people feel that they can't even understand their cell phone bills. They're so complicated, it's hard to figure out what you've done and what you haven't done in terms of analyzing your bill.
The Madison representative says unclear calling plans, incorrect billing, and hidden fees are all too common, making consumers think they're getting a better deal than they are. She says companies aren't always forthright about peak and non-peak hours, so customers who think they're making calls on the cheap are suddenly surprised when they get the bill. Brousseau wants cell phone companies to clearly state in the contract when it's more expensive to call because companies don't have a standard for peak hours. Her legislation would also force cell phone companies to bill customers in one-second increments. Nextel does, but other companies don't. And Michael McDermott of Verizon doesn't think they should be required to. The company's Midwest policy director says customers can get what they want without the government's help.
From a competitive standpoint, if customers want that as part of their service, they can choose that carrier as their provider.
After touting free market forces, McDermott can't resist slipping in a pitch for Verizon.
The other part is we provide buckets of minutes, and you're getting hundreds of minutes of talk time for what's a very competitive price in the state of Wisconsin.
Wireless customers who want to switch companies or just end their contract for another reason sometimes find themselves socked with high termination fees. State consumer protection officials say cancellation problems rank high among cell phone complaints. But Verizon's McDermott says companies are just recovering money they spent.
Termination fees are there for a reason. It's not to punish the consumer for leaving a prospective carrier. The termination fee is there because the carrier has invested a lot of money to bring new customers on. They subsidize the equipment, that the handset that the consumer would have. They spent a lot of money on their network. There's a lot of money outlaid to bring a new customer on.
The proposed legislation caps end-of-contract fees at $100. 23-year-old Mary Bixby of Madison thinks that's a good idea. She wants to go study abroad, but doesn't want to pay $150 to cancel her contract with Sprint.
I would prefer not paying anything, but I understand that since I signed up for the program, I do have responsibilities, but I think paying $150 is way too much.
Other proposed changes would forbid cell phone companies from rounding up each call to the nearest minute and charging for a call that's not completed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.